So you got to move them all over to the House?
Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Rules to order, and we will start with a public hearing on HCR 213. Josh.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 213 recognizes and honors former Speaker of the House, Vera Katz. The measure has no expenditure impact and no revenue impact.
Okay, Greg Peden, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Greg Peden, Gallatin Public Affairs. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this resolution today. Wanted to say that State Representative Jen Williamson, who's carried the bill on the House side, was down in Rules Committee, and knowing my relationship with Vera, she asked me if I could come in and speak while she's stuck in the House rules, so I'm honored to do that. As many of you know, Vera, after she retired from being the mayor of Portland for 12 years, worked with our firm, and I got to know her very well for about 4 years on a very personal level, and it was just a fantastic experience. And I wanted to put a couple of little anecdotes about Vera on the record as we honor her at this memorial. The first is, as you may know, and this is referenced in the memorial, Vera came over here as a young girl with her family, escaping Nazi Germany by walking over the Pyrenees and out of a Nazi-controlled Europe. She told me when she was a little girl and first came to America that when she was in New York City and the sidewalks were sort of a mixed concrete poured sidewalks, they would shimmer a little bit in the sunlight, and she was convinced that the sidewalks were, they had diamonds in the sidewalks as a little girl. And I want to mention that story because it feels very indicative of maybe a lot of people's experience coming from a very difficult background somewhere else in the world and coming to the United States as a person, and then of course with Vera going on to all sorts of great success in her life. The other thing that I always loved about Vera was she made me a better person. And whether it was in casual conversation or had to testify her in front of her and the mayor, and I suspect many of you had this experience with her as well, she sort of had a certain level of accountability. One of the things she would always do if you were telling her something or trying to convince her of something is she kind of had this style of sort of saying, uh-huh. Uh-huh, and sort of letting you go with your statements. And then when you got to the point where she didn't like it or didn't agree with you, she went, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-uh. Okay. And if you got the uh-uh from Vera, you knew you were DOA in your argument. So just a funny little story that I always remember about her. And then finally, when she worked with us, she never really advocated for a project or a client, but what she would always do is would advise people, and she was always just tremendous in advising people how to communicate, how to structure their arguments, how to think logically, how to approach other people, and that was the type of work. And I can remember very distinctly sitting in a conference room with a group of people, and her counsel was always not you should vote for this or you shouldn't vote for this because of this or whatever, but just how to get along, how to structure conversations in a political or in a public sentiment to move the project forward. And I learned so much from her in those settings, and just found that an invaluable time. So I remember her very fondly, as I suspect all of you do. So with that, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you for coming forward. I understand Representative Williamson was hoping to be here and was unable to come. I think they're on the floor, actually. Questions from the committee?
Not a question, but I do have a comment because, you know, I remember Katz, Vera Katz, when she was speaker. And at the same time, I had... that was 1985, and I just opened Jackie's Ribs, and during that period of time, we always knew when there was going to be either late caucus, dinner caucus, or something that she had to, you know, that she felt that Jackie's Ribs would help her in that process.
You're probably right.
So we would hear from staff. you know, and Jackie's would help provide the nourishment during some of those meetings. And so, yeah, in addition to, I, you know, really knew some of the work that she was done and responsible for. Yeah.
Great.
Other comments? Thank you.
Thank you.
I will close the public hearing and open a work session on HCR 213. Senator Winters.
Yes, Madam Chair. I move HCR 213 to the full forward to do pass recommendation.
Or be adopted.
Pardon? I mean, to excuse me, to adopt it. I'm sorry.
So we got a backseat chair on this.
Yeah,
committee.
I'm still in Ways and Means.
That's right, exactly.
Senator Winters has moved HCR 213 to the Senate floor with the be adopted recommendation. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. Okay, committee, I think we're going to go into recess for 5 minutes while
you
I
know
try
who's
to.
Carrying that one?
Well, actually, Senator Winters has an entertaining story, so I thought maybe she could carry it and share some of the things from the memorial and add her own personal experiences. Vera Katz preceded me in the legislature.
Yeah, I was thinking
not
that.
Many people did, that's but right. She did. Okay, so committee, we will be in recess for 5 minutes.
I'm just going to sit here.
I do know, but you told me.
Anytime
remember?
The governor's in the room, yes, I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, I will reconvene the Senate Committee on Rules and open a work session on Senate Bill 1510. Committee, we heard this bill before, and we had a great discussion in our last meeting about various amendments, and today we will be considering the Dash 9 amendment. So, Josh?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, the Dash 9 amendments are largely modeled on the Dash 7 amendments, and I think it might make sense for me to start talking about where they differ. I think it's easier to start there. So there's four differences between the 9s and the 7s. First, the Dash 9 amendment removes the electronic signature sheet components entirely, so those are no longer in the measure. Second, the amendment provides candidates, political committees, and petition committees with 5 business days to update the statement of organization to include financial account information. The amendment also modifies the provision applicable to the filing officer's determination that a candidate has died, withdrawn, or is not qualified to require the reprinting of ballots any time prior to 61 days before the election. And finally, the Dash 9 amendment modifies the voter privacy provisions. It protects certain voter-related information from disclosure, including Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers, and birth, day, and month, while also making clear that other voter-related information that is subject to public disclosure must be included in the voter list provided by the county clerks and the Secretary of State. With the Dash 9 amendment, Senate Bill 1510 has a minimal expenditure impact and no revenue impact.
Okay. Senator Winters, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move to adopt the Dash 9 amendments to Senate Bill 1510, dated February 22nd, 2018.
Senator Winters has moved the Dash 9 amendments to Senate Bill 1510. Is there any discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay. Any objection? So ordered. Senator Winters.
Yes, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 1510 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Winters has moved Senate Bill 1510 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, Senator Boquist.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Since you came up to get me, I put several things on the record so we're clear. I appreciate the removal and the consideration of future time on the electronic sheet. I do recognize and I would agree with the chair that the page, there are issues that we need to ensure on this particular process as it goes forward, and we look at it in the future to make sure that there isn't potential for fraud, so on and so forth. I do want to point out for the record, though, because the chair and I discussed this on the way down, it is intriguing that both the examples provided to staff as follow-up from the Secretary of State and for the ACLU. One of the interesting things is one of the ballot titles that actually did go to the attorney, from the Attorney General to the court, and is being circulated as we speak, is electronic e-signatures. So I know I had a discussion with one of our colleagues here and said, well, maybe we should change that. I just want to point out to you, it is already in an initiative position, petition right now circulating around. I still sort of, Madam Chair, remain concerned to the idea of, you know, of if you're having a court battle, and I understand the dynamics between you're the petition filer and you're on the way between the Attorney General and the Supreme Court, it is sort of the rich person's game on either side to be able to argue this out. And I would like at some point to come back and look at that, even though it's in the bill here. But I think we will be supportive of this in the spirit of cooperation and the fact that we need to come back and visit some of these issues, including the issues you raised, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that. Other comments? Are there any objections? So ordered. I will carry this bill unless you wish to send a booklet.
Oh, no, I certainly do not.
Okay.
I said we were being cooperative.
That's cooperative.
Joking, right?
All right. Thank you, committee. We are adjourned.
Well, that was quick.
Yep.
A lot less contentious than last time.
When a plan comes together.
Well, you know.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
nice.